boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Let me go ahead and just answer the dying question that everybody has. Are you engaged, Destiny?
Go on.
No, and I'm not happy about it.
Well, shoot. I mean, what a turn things have taken.
Okay, so I left you on the day before Christmas Eve. That's like the last time I saw you.
Christmas Eve Eve.
Yeah, and so then on Christmas Eve, I went and got my nails done. And I walked in the salon and I said, guys, these are the nails. I know for a fact. I said that. I know for a fact I'm getting engaged, so these need to be the best of the best. I then worked with the owner of the salon to figure out the perfect color, one that would just make the ring stand out. I got to get my nails done this weekend. I don't know if I can show my face.
Because it didn't happen.
Because there's no ring. They're going to be like, where's the ring? There's no ring.
Yeah, I won't lie. You had me pretty convinced before you left because you're like, I just feel, I feel like it's it. And you didn't say much beyond that. So I was fully prepared. Like, okay, Christmas night when I'm watching Stranger Things,
it's gonna happen.
I might get a FaceTime, or I thought maybe New Year's Eve.
I did too. No, and I was 90% positive it was Christmas or New Year's Eve because I'd be poking the bear sometimes with neighbor man. I'm like, when are you going to do it? And he accidentally blurted New Year's and then stopped. Like a week ago or a week before. So I was like, okay, it really is happening. Let me tell you, the reason it didn't happen, I got a bone to pick with Uptown Marion. He wanted to do it. He wanted us to go ice skating on New Year's Eve because they've got that nice little loop.
Yeah.
And then he would do it after or before.
Okay.
They were closed.
Oh, shoot.
Uptown Marion, count your days. I'm sending a strongly worded email today. No, not. I do want to, though.
I mean, there's a lot of people to blame here. Them, and then your nail salon.
Yeah.
And then, oh, my God. Well, sorry.
It's not my fault. It's all theirs.
Maybe try again next weekend.
I was supposed to be back yesterday to do the show with you, but I had to call out sick, and I did not want to. But I have been stuck with the flu since New Year's Day night. If you've seen anyone talking about it on social media, at least I have. You don't want it.
There's some nasty stuff going around. And what a way to start the new year.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right? Anyways, can we just talk about how it sucks being a girl and telling people you're sick? I think you already know what I'm thinking, which is, oh, she must be priggers or eggers, right?
Dear
that,
God.
That is literally what everybody thinks. So I wake up on Friday. I think that would have been January 2nd. And I was supposed to go hang out with neighbor man's mom. And I'm like, you're going to have to text her. I'm down for the count. I'm going to be in bed for the rest of the day. He's like, I can't tell her that you're sick this morning because she's going to think things. So I'm going to tell her the honest truth, which is you've been sick since last night. Because if I say you're sick right now, she's going to think things. Anyways, fast forward. I ended up seeing her yesterday because we had to drop something off. She comes to the window and I said, hey, I got the flu. You probably don't want to come near. She gets right up there and she goes, oh, the flu, you say.
Oh.
So does that mean you've been yakking and in the bathroom a lot?
Yuck.
And I'm like, you're trying to get information out of me. You think I'm pregnant and you're just trying to get something. I'm not, okay? Let me make that clear.
Yeah.
But anytime you say you're sick as a woman, people immediately go, oh, she's probably pregnant. Every single time.
I fear that is like a common misconception.
Yes.
However,
did you think it once?
No, that doesn't happen to me.
Wait, what do you mean?
I think people don't see me as maternal. Nobody be thinking, like, that one? Never. She couldn't be.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, we haven't been in the same room together since last year.
I knew you were going to say something dumb like that.
I've been waiting for this moment.
She loves to say jokes like that.
I do. So we haven't really gotten to talk about like what is going to happen in 2026. One of my favorite things that comes out every year is Pinterest does their prediction for trends that are going to be like most popular for the year.
I have two predictions.
Oh, okay.
Was polka dot last year? Do we know?
I feel like it was. Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to see polka dots again. So yeah. I'm like, is polka dots happening? Otherwise, if it's not polka dots, it's bows, which I also think was last year. But dear God.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look is a bow.
No. No. I think
it's the opposite. Is it gothy? old girl.
Ah, tell me it is.
Oh my God. Okay, so I only.
Oh, my emo self is coming back.
Dude, I'm so obsessed with the fact that you just said that because they have a whole huge list of things. I picked out top four favorite things. Mm-hmm. The first one I picked out I wanted to talk to you about was vampy romantic looks.
I'm here for it.
Okay.
Say more.
We're talking smoky eyes. We're talking black nails. We're talking, hello, Twilight fantasy.
Okay, that's for you.
Shut up. It's cool again. And I'm here for it.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Girl, I had a great emo stage in my life where I just wore like really dark makeup to the point that my dad was like, okay, your eyeliner really shouldn't go that far down. Didn't care, Dad.
Like stop, Dad. It's not a phase.
I wore, like, you remember you would wear skinny jeans, like all sorts of colors and like those big chunky shoes.
Oh, yeah. Like basically a comb over your side part was so deep.
Oh, God.
Get ready for it. The next one I think that you're going to be excited about is pen pals.
Okay. It's funny you say that because I saw it probably a month to 2 months ago on TikTok. People were doing Sisterhood of the Traveling Journals.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like junk journals. So I would put my junk in there and write something fun about me. Then I would mail it to you. Yeah. Obviously, we need to be further apart, but things like that.
Writing out, I mean, like snail mail is going to be cool this year, I guess. So cute stamps. I probably won't answer because I don't know how to mail something. So, but I'll appreciate the one-sidedness.
It's funny you say that because every time I mail something, I have to Google search where your address goes and where their address goes.
I have no idea. Just text me if it's important because I hardly check my mail. The next one is darecations. So instead of booking relaxing beach vacations, we're going skydiving. We're going to like racing events. Or river rafting or other adrenaline-seeking type vacations. Personally, can't handle it.
No, immediately when I start to do something dangerous, I think about, like, I've got a bill due tomorrow, so I'd rather not die. No, seriously, I do that. Like,
your bills are keeping you alive?
No, seriously, if I go to Adventureland and I ride a scary ride, I'm thinking of, like, the Storm Chaser one.
Uh-huh.
Every time I'm up there, I'm like, oh, God, I got a bill due tomorrow. Can we make sure this goes down correctly? I really do think
we got to find you more to live for.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Nothing makes me happier than making a New Year's resolution. And I challenged myself to 12 New Year's resolutions in 2025. One for each month.
Yeah, I was like, well, you weren't calling them resolutions. You were calling it your checklist.
Exactly.
How many did you check off?
I thought maybe changing the words would help me check off more.
Yeah.
Well, I checked off three.
Okay, that's, you know, a fourth of the year.
Wow, somebody knows math.
Fractions.
Here we go. Here was my list. I wanted a double ear piercing. Did not get it. I wanted to make a 30 under 30 list because this was in 2025 was my last year being 30. Because now I'm turning 31 in literally next month.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make that unless you want to quickly make me on the list.
You have a month that you're still 30.
Anybody?
Okay.
I wanted to read one book. I read none.
Oh.
I did check out a book. I don't know if that counts. I didn't read it.
You didn't read it, so probably not.
I wanted to have a good skincare routine, like doing it day and morning, or night and morning, you know. Haven't done that. I wanted to take my pills every day. I haven't taken them in weeks.
Oh.
That's why I am the way I am.
Oh, no.
I wanted to hit a certain goal weight. I've gained weight. Woo! The holidays.
Well, yeah, I mean, can you really even count that? We all did.
I wanted to make the gym wall. So at my gym, they've got, if you go every single day, you make the wall saying, like, perfect attendance. And then they've got a wall of, hey, you've lost this amount of body fat, which I made that one. I haven't made the attendance wall and both at the exact same time. I didn't do it. At the exact same time, I didn't. But I did make both at one point. I wanted to travel with Neighbor Man. Done. We went to Dallas and we went to Minneapolis. We did lots of things. I wanted to cross-stitch something big. I'm currently working on it, so I feel like we can check that one off.
Yeah, because you have intention to finish it.
Yes. I wanted to get braces in 2025.
Did that.
Check.
Big moment, actually.
Thank you. I wanted to make something with my Cricut machine and then sell it. I did not do that.
The Cricut machine has been in, like, hibernation for months.
And I also wanted to save $1,200, so it would be, like, $100 each month. Ask me how much is in my savings.
Negative $1,200.
I made 12 New Year's resolutions for myself in 2025. I only accomplished three out of the 12.
Because one resolution is hard enough. That's why people like myself are like, I'm not going to bother because I don't like to fail.
Yeah, that's what bothers me about you is that you don't do New Year's resolutions.
I don't. I like to watch people like you fail. Who have really high hopes and then at the end of the year are like, oh my God.
No, it's at the end of January. What are you talking? We've already given up.
Yes, exactly.
Well, since I only accomplished 3 out of the 12, I thought, oh, if I can do that, maybe I should just stick to 3 this year.
That's a great idea.
The first one is, I need to stop being addicted to my heating pad. Let me tell you a little bit more about this. So in 2010, 2011, I was a flyer in high school. I flew
She's
out
talking
of a
about
stun.
Cheerleading for oh. those who, oh, yeah. who aren't familiar with the lore. That's the person that gets thrown up in the air.
Yes. I was thrown up in the air and I fell out of the pyramid, whatever you want to call it. And I fell on my back and I broke my tailbone. And I've been dealing with a bulged disc since.
Mm-hmm.
So every night since that time, I have been sleeping with a heating pad. It has been like, what, 16 years? It's gone on long. Well, 2010. Oh my God. Yeah. It's 2020.
She's old.
No, shut up. So I need to stop being addicted. I need to get away from needing to feel like I have to sleep with someone.
You're like reliant. You feel reliant
yes.
on it. Okay?
Yes. I feel like my back hurts if I don't have it. So I want to get off of it. So far.
We're 6 days in. How'd you do so far?
I slept with it this morning.
Okay. You mean like you didn't have to fall asleep with it, but you woke up and turned it on?
No, I fell asleep with it for like an hour. Then again, I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, God, I could really use a hit of it. It's almost like a drug.
Seriously, like a drug.
It's just my heating pad.
Okay, that's unique.
The other thing that I struggle with is that I always feel like Monday's the start of the week. Like if I haven't meal prepped on Monday, mm-hmm. we ain't going to meal prep at all. If I haven't put my things in my planner for the week, we ain't going to put anything in the planner. Like mm-hmm. my brain is like, you either do it on Monday or you're not going to do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like if I don't go to the gym on Monday, then you're not going on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday because you got to start on a Monday.
Right.
So I want to make my New Year's resolution be that any day is the start of the week. Don't let it be Monday.
That, yeah, I like that.
And what I love is that 2026 was like, okay, bet. So it hit me with the flu. And so I haven't hit the gym, but I'm hoping to go tomorrow.
Okay,
which is
on
a Wednesday. Yeah,
we'll see. We're going to test that tomorrow.
Check out Those Girls Sweat Squad to see if I do it.
Yeah.
And the last one is, me and my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, both jointly made this New Year's resolution. We need to stop eating out. It's gotten out of hand. We use it as a shortcut. We're like, I can make dinner, but we could just go hit the drive-thru.
Right.
We want to start making food at home. We have food at home. Eat it. That's also not been going well because I've had the flu and I haven't gotten to go grocery shopping. So we've been eating out a lot.
Dude, that one's going to be the most interesting, I think, for me as an outsider looking in. Because I want to know is this going to bring you guys closer together or is this going to tear your relationship apart?
If he does not let me get Chick-fil-A fries, there will be an end to him.
So we're off to a really great start then.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
It only took 1 hour into the show, and I have successfully played the wrong button.
Well, we clearly have not had to do this in a while, because even while you were gone on vacation the last, like...
Did you play some wrong buttons?
Well, yes, of course. Forgot
were
to turn...
we even on the air?
You know what? Nobody ever let me know, so I'm not sure. No, I did not do a window update while you were gone, because you can't see anything over on your side of the table.
You really
can't.
That's why we do this.
However, I will tell you one thing that has spooked me good while I had to sit on your side of the table. Because I'm the type of person that I can talk myself into being scared.
Same.
For no reason. So as it has been getting dark and I've been inside the studio by myself, the plants, look behind me. Out the window.
Okay.
The like dead flower garden with the tall plants. Mm-hmm. Those were blowing in the breeze. And making creepy shadows for me while I was sitting in here in the studio. And I was convinced there was peeping Toms or something. That's what I was scared of while you were gone.
No, you know what it was? Knock it off. Stranger Things. You've been watching Stranger Things. And I think it has consumed your life.
Because
I even walked in the building today. The first thing she goes is, oh my God, this door has been scaring me since you've been gone. I keep thinking I see people out the door. Girl. Start watching some Disney, like, original movies, Cheetah Girls, something, and then maybe you can get over the Stranger Things problem.
No, yeah, I'm on edge. I'm under Vecna's curse.
I can let you into my Hallmark if you would like to watch something.
I would rather die, actually.
Over the last couple of weeks, as people were opening their Christmas presents, they were doing that. I was opening a circus.
A circus?
Well, or a zoo, one of the two. We have officially expanded our family once again.
I mean, is it shocking at this point? Yes, it is. It is.
Okay, if you don't know, right now at my house, we have two cats, two dogs. That was Evie and Zaw, that are the dogs. The cats are Fat Mochi and Luna.
Yeah.
Over the holiday break, we had the opportunity that was presented to us to take in two more.
Mm-hmm. Cats.
Cats. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My boyfriend, neighbor man, went to college with somebody, and she needed to have the cats go somewhere else. She's birds, and the birds and cats obviously are not getting along.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed to have the cats find a new home, but they wanted them to stay together because they are litter mates.
Right.
We had put our name in the ring and then like the hat, and we're like, if nobody else says anything, we'll do it. Nobody said anything, so we did it.
Mm-hmm.
We did 1 week trial run, and today's Tuesday. I was like, this Sunday that just happened was the week up, and we told them we're committed.
Okay.
They are officially a part of the family. So welcome to new cats, Maggie and Felicity.
Maggie and Felicity.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know you have questions, so does everybody else. So go ahead.
How is it going?
So Maggie and Felicity are very shy right now.
That's the one like interesting thing about cats is they take a long time to warm up.
Yep. So right now they're like hiding a lot. They will come out every once in a while and you can pet them or whatever, but they are hiding. We kept them in one room for a while and let everybody kind of sniff each other outside the doors or whatever. After a week, we have eventually let them kind of roam the whole house. They're getting along with the other pets perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of getting them out of their shy shell.
And now, who has been the one to say, okay, no more after
me.
This? But you've been the one.
Me. I know. I was the one. I've been the whole time saying that I could go for more. Let's add more to the family. It is me this time. I literally turned to my boyfriend, neighbor man, and I said, I need you to understand. We're done. And he goes, yeah, we're done. And I go, okay, so let's say a cat follows us home again. What are we doing? Well, we could take it in. What do you mean we could take it in? At that point, we need to take it to the shelter.
What
are we doing?
You're going to be ordering pallets of litter to your house. My life has been a spiral for the last like week and a half, all because of a rug in my life.
Mm.
And I've been waiting to tell you about this, Destiny, because it's really upsetting. I have lived in my current house, I guess, with my boyfriend Curly and his brother for the last year and a half. And this entire time, we have had a white rug in our living room.
Why would you do that?
Because I thought we were grown-ups. I thought we were mature. And up until a week ago, that rug stayed white.
Mm-hmm.
But something about the end of 2025, a switch flipped. And the amount of stains that got on that rug, it started off with my boyfriend Curly donkey kicking a coffee off of the coffee table.
My man.
I was at the grocery store, so he called me in a panic. Babe, I spilled the coffee on the area rug. What do I do? I'm panicking. I'm like, get some Dawn dish soap. I'll be home soon. I tried my best to get it out, and then not even like 2 hours later, I'm like, oh, that's like in there. That's not coming out, that coffee stain. That's unfortunate. We'll just have to move the coffee table to cover it.
I like that. That's a good hack.
Uh-huh. Well, because I was like giving
it's like
crap
flipping
after.
The cushion on the couch. You exactly. know, no one's going to know there's a wine stain here.
Nobody. But that whole time I'm like teasing him a little bit like, oh, you better buy me a new rug since you're the one that spilled. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. Well, like 3 days later, I spilled a Coca-Cola on the rug, the white rug. So now I was just as bad. And in that moment, I was so mad and so upset. I immediately ordered a new rug on the internet.
Oh my God. Why would you do that?
Because if I've learned anything, I'm not mature enough. I'm not an adult enough to have a white carpet suddenly. I can't do it.
The new rug came?
Yeah.
Shoot. I could have saved you money.
Why?
You know what we should have done?
What?
Take the rug outside, throw a crap ton of Coca-Cola, a coffee on it, and now you've got a brown rug, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
See, where were you a week ago?
We have a problem right now with our mailman. Well, it's been going on for quite some time. You've heard me talk about it. I think this is the third time now.
Well, yeah, because not all long after you moved in, wasn't it like, is he withholding your mail?
He is, and I have proof to prove it.
Does that make sense? I don't care. I had went to our mailbox on the 29th of December, and that is when I discovered 5 Christmas cards in the mail, which I thought that was weird. I'm like, okay, one or two people being sending their Christmas cards after Christmas, totally get it.
Yeah.
It's the holidays.
Stuff happens.
5, though, seemed a little odd. Mm-hmm. That's when I looked at the date of when the U.S. Postal Service, like, stamped it or whatever, mm-hmm. which I know, they came out with something saying that you can't really follow that date anymore. Don't care, because I am going to. One of them, actually a couple of them, were stamped on the 19th, and I got this stuff on the 29th, so 10 days later. Yeah. And the people who were checked on the 19th were people who lived in town. So how come it takes you 10 days to have that mail come to my house? So I got mad. I got real mad. God. You know what I did? I signed up for informed delivery. Do you know what this is?
No.
It's basically being Karen to my mail.
Oh,
you can do this with your mail, or you can sign up with the U.S. Postal Service, and they will tell you everything you should expect coming in the mail today, and they send you photos. They're like, oh, yeah, you're getting this flyer from, I don't know, your favorite store today.
Yeah.
It sends you photos. As of right now, we are 7 articles of mail behind.
So they're sending you, like, okay, mm-hmm. you're getting a TJ Maxx thing,
uh-huh.
and then you can go check your mailbox and see if it actually is there. Oh, my God, T.
Uh-huh. We should have 7 different things dating back to January 3rd, which I think was Saturday. We should have things all the way back to then. Even today, we should be getting 3 things.
So what do you do now?
So
tattletale?
Yes, we are waiting until the end of the week, because we're like, okay, let's get through the holidays. Fine, we'll let them have it.
Yeah.
Whatever. If I don't see some of this mail come by the end of the week, we're gonna start acting like Karens, nice Karens, because I can't be a real mean Karen. But we will start acting like that. I will also tell you that when I had gotten my teeth pulled, you remember when I had to do that for mm-hmm. my braces like 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
They've been sending me a bill because I got to pay them back, right?
Right.
They called me right before I went on Christmas vacation, and they said, we've got returned mail for you. What do you mean you have returned mail for me? I haven't moved. It's because the mailman isn't delivering it.
Oh, my God.
Girl, the T. Anyways, I don't know what to do now. But is this a federal crime?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you need to camp out. Going back to our first resolution to this, which was to have you camp out and catch him in the act. Unless he's just totally skipping your neighborhood in general, and in which case you guys should all file a suit together. I think I have a better idea for your, like, mailman not delivering problem that you're having.
Go on, because I would really like to I'd like to pay my bills on time.
No, you wouldn't. I want you to go full undercover, not just camping out on your
front
lawn.
I'm listening.
I think you need to get a job at the Postal
Service.
Okay,
first off, this is a brilliant idea, because that would be so fun to, like, be undercover and figuring
yes.
out why is, let's say his name's Jack. Why is Jack not delivering to our house? Does Jack not like to do his job, or
what's
I don't
he doing
know.
With the mail? Is he stuffing it down the sewer drain because he doesn't want to walk down the street?
Is he taking it home to read it?
Uh-huh.
Federal crime.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is, I really just don't think, like, any government, like, entity is going to hire me.
Oh my God.
I don't have a record or anything. I just don't think.
Well, that doesn't sound very convincing after you said no government entity is going to hire me.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One thing that people are really looking forward to in 2026 is the fact that it's the 20th anniversary of Hannah Montana.
Mm. Isn't it crazy to think that, like, I was 10, you were probably, what, 8 years old when that show came out? It literally feels like we would be so excited to come home on Friday night after school to watch a new episode of Hannah Montana. It literally feels like that was yesterday.
It's insane. And there's been a lot of lead up. Like, clearly something's happening. Miley Cyrus has teased it. Disney has teased it, but it hasn't been officially released. Miley's rocking blonde hair and bangs right now, so we know something's coming. What I'm seeing on TikTok, as of today, actually, there's a rumor that there is a nostalgia tour. People are saying like it's out.
Nothing
is confirmed.
My bank account cannot afford this.
Before you panic and before you get your credit cards out, I have Googled nothing is confirmed, but there's rumors.
Do you know who is rumored, allegedly, going to be on this tour?
I don't.
Because I have some ideas.
I don't. What I do know is the rumor is people are saying it's only going to be available to people 25 or older.
Yes.
Oh, you're here for it.
Yes. I'm sorry. Respectfully, did you grow up in Hannah Montana? Were you excited to come home on Friday nights because there was a new episode? No. So you don't get to come. Sorry. That's like the most Karen thing I've ever said on this show.
I was not expecting you to have that take.
Just let us have this one thing for once. Dear God, please. But can I tell you who I'd love to see on this show?
Sure. The Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I forgot that I always forget they had a show on Disney Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to see Ashley Tisdale. Mm. She had her own, couple solo songs that I would
said, she said, it's a bop.
Oh, my God. I would love to see Vanessa Ann Hutchins. Mm-hmm. Again, she had some great solo songs.
Sneaker Night. I'm really hitting the hits right now.
Yeah. And then I'd like to see them teamed up with, Zac Efron. I don't think he'd come.
No way.
But, to do some High School Musical stuff. I'd like to see some Cheetah Girls. Let's get some Raven Simone in there.
Oh, wow. Again, there's no way she would ever.
I think she would.
I don't think she would.
Really?
No.
Oh, I think she would.
I have a hard time believing that Miley is even. Again, this tour does not actually exist at this moment. We don't know about. People are just hoping for it so bad that they're starting rumors.
If I was Miley Cyrus at this point, when you're a celebrity, you just need to make money. So do it so you can make some money. What? I'm thinking about their retirement plan.
Okay. How responsible of you.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I'm really struggling right now because I have the chicken ick.
Ugh. Girl, I've had this a lot of times over the last year while being on my healthier journey.
Uh-huh.
What a chicken ick is you're eating too much chicken and now, it's simple. You got the ick.
I have gotten it with eggs before I don't know, I make scrambled eggs too many times eat too many hard-boiled eggs too many days in a row and you're like, oh God, I could literally, it makes you sick just thinking about it. For some reason, in the last week, I made chicken tacos last week and something wasn't hitting with them. I don't know what it was, but I didn't even eat all of the tacos. I looked at my boyfriend Curly and I'm like, oh no, chicken ick has been activated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, it sucks because number one, chicken is cheaper than beef to make.
Mm-hmm.
And now half the recipes that I like to make on a weekly basis, I'm like, well, I don't want to eat that because it's got chicken in it and I'm going to be icked out.
Well, you were saying that there's a lot of recipes that you're making that has chicken in it.
Yes.
Things like that. What I was going to get you this for your birthday, but I'm actually testing it out first. Don't worry. I'm not going to give you the used product.
I wouldn't put it past you.
But I would, though.
I know.
I don't know if you've been on Super Cube's TikTok. Okay, girl.
They're familiar.
Like these silicone molds, right? And you can work ahead and meal prep and then freeze them. And then you can unfreeze them, whether that's cooking it in the oven. You could, slow cook it. You could put it in the microwave or whatever. But I'm really excited about this because not only do I get the chicken ick a lot or the egg one, but I also just get icked really quickly. So, I could make, let's say, chicken and gnocchi soup on Sunday, and I'm over it by Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fair.
And my boyfriend, neighbor man, gets to eat at work, and so it's really just me who has to eat all of this
freaking
soup.
You have to eat it.
Yeah. So, what's nice about this is I'm going to freeze it, and then when I want chicken and gnocchi, I can have it.
Mm.
So, I've been testing it over the last, 2 weeks that I've been on vacation, and I will tell you it's been helping.
Have you actually pulled anything out of the freezer?
Yeah, I did today. Well, I haven't made my lunch yet. It's 5 in the afternoon and I haven't made my lunch.
So is it working?
No, but let me make my lunch first.
Okay.
I know I have a problem when it comes to, love.
Oh, no. She's back for one day and already doing this. Okay.
I love the Hallmark Channel. I love watching those ooshy gushy,
Hopeless romantic is what they say.
It's my middle name.
Yeah.
My problem is getting a little out of hand. I told you I went and got my nails done on Christmas Eve because I thought this was the set. This is the one I'm going to get engaged to. Didn't happen. But as I'm getting my nails done, The guy's telling me his life story. And gosh, was it good. He was telling me that he has only had one love his whole life. And okay. he let that go away.
Oh, snap.
He was telling me how much he loves her, how he... But long story short, he messed it up. But he would do anything to get her back. I hate to say it, but she is engaged to another man.
Oh, no.
But that doesn't mean I couldn't, I don't know, find her.
Oh, my God.
I really do. I really want to find her because he was just talking about how much he loves her, how he would just, if he could have one more chance with her, he would cherish every moment with her. He's like, I would have a flower garden and pull her flowers every single day because she just deserves that. And she was my one true love.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like, I'm not single, but if I was...
Wow.
He was like a perfect 10,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's like a movie story that like somebody inserts themselves and figures it out.
I'm like, I know her name. I know where she lives. I just have to find her now.
I have to ask, and I hate to be this person. Did you give him a good tip because you felt bad for him?
You know what? I really did.
I fear he may have played you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.